Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Goblets and Gaze. This is Season 4, Episode 27. I'm Aubrey, your GM. Toss it over to my players to introduce themselves, who they are, who they're playing, and then we'll get into things.
Hello, I'm Aki. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Astraea Bashar Chloris, your quadruple princess bard dragon summoner, child of the Night Queen, grandchild of the Mad King, and all-round magical baddie who also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I am Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I am playing Joanna of Mexico, bringer of justice, maker of soups, and they use she, her pronouns.
Hello, my name is Ferris. I use she, her pronouns, and I play Dumisa Solfig, a 7-foot semi-possessed barbarian and champion of the night who is very much in love and also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Sparlock. I use he, him pronouns. Today I am playing Groon, the walking goblin catastrophe, oracle of flames, healer of wounds, and burner of buildings, though she swears it wasn't her. And Groon uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, hello. My name is Alyssa, and my pronouns are they, them. I am playing Tamsin Trevino, the god-devouring changeling wizard who is focused on rescuing their late fiancé from purgatory, but also growingly concerned with her influence on this group of younger adventurers. Tamsin uses she, they pronouns.
Hello, I'm Tick. I use he, she, they pronouns, and today I'm playing Mero, a monk maiden raised in the underworld, now overcoming parental issues, meeting the Fae, and learning about nature, and being a thought.
So, I guess now we have to answer the question of what happened last time?
Is it bad that we're recording this on Mother's Day? And I have to say, we killed the gods of the mom of gods, basically. Like, we killed the mom, the most mom-related god possibly, and they're now recording this on Mother's Day.
At least we're replacing her with a better mom.
We deleted an old mom and got a better mom. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. It's not gonna be Mother's Day when this comes out, but happy Mother's Day, everyone. We killed Salakra. And by we, Joanna really decided to shout to the heart, and you're to blame. You gave him a bad name. With copious amounts of money. I'm looking at the chat, and it's like, oh, the fight is not expensive, like money. No. Copious amounts of violence. We just killed her, basically. Everyone else is fine. Astraea got to turn into a hot pink dragon named Breakfast. Please like and comment and subscribe if you get the joke. And yeah, honestly, a lot of fun. Listen to it. Listen to me suffer as usual. I don't know how badly. I don't think I suffered that session a lot, actually.
Yeah, literally, this was done in 2 rounds.
It was so fast.
It was fast.
The only person suffering that session was Salakra.
Yeah. And now I can steal her possessions. So yeah, that is what happened last time.
Yes. Well, as the smoke clears and Goddess Dumisa appears, you watch as all of the assassins and everything have like come out of their daze. Fighting seems to be stopping. What would you like to do?
Can I go?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that Dumisa is standing there in like blood splattered pajamas. Her hair is just like down and loose. She's got like her off the shoulder little tunic that's probably been like ripped open and bleeding from all the battling in the hallway. No bra, just booty shorts covered in blood. Like, there was that acidic thing from fighting, like, slashing Sulcra. So, like, fresh burns are probably there. Just a hotness. And as the god power starts to fill her, and there's this change, her scarred eye has turned this, like, unearthly blue that's... It's different color than the raging blue that usually comes over her. It's a little bit green, a little bit blue, a little bit white. And then her scars all seem to like glow and flicker a little bit like there is lightning rolling underneath her skin and just peeking through the places where it has been broken and healed in the past. There's this little pinkish star shape on her left palm now, and I think the birthmark on her back, the one that has always been in the shape of Sershu's shield, has changed into something that looks very similar to a heart. And then lastly, there are these streaks of blue-white light arcing up the sides of her face and growing into this glowing, ghostly, almost a circlet with like wings that swoop off the sides like a Valkyrie helm, because Dumisa has a halo now. And I think she just doesn't move for like a long moment, trying to take it all in and let what she has done sort of sink in, because if it had not been for the adrenaline and the running clock, and especially like all her friends being like, do it, I don't know if she would have taken the god power. But you know, after watching Joanna and Groon and the captain all ascend, I don't think it ever had occurred to her to be an option, because she is the daughter of the war, and the last thing she'd ever want to do is follow in her mother's footsteps again. But the moment she touches this power, I think she just knows as nothing like that. It is hers to hold and shape however she wants. I mean, I would assume, I don't know the lore, Aubrey, but I would assume there's like a path it wants to take, but it's a path that she's willing to walk, because it's love. And like, what a force to get to become after so many years of learning how to be this force of hate and fear and harm, and get to remold all of that into love and shelter and second chances. Oh my gosh, Teshka! Hey, so you know how there's a whole ghost living in her body?
Yes.
Did something happen when she became a god? Did I fry my sister with god powers?
Oh no.
She's still around.
Cool. She's like a god once removed. Is Astraea still a dragon?
GM, am I still a dragon?
It literally, this was the shortest god fight. Took all of about 5 minutes once you got down here. So yeah, I believe you're a dragon for 10 minutes?
I actually don't know, because technically the bracers fall under one spell, but that spell also didn't have the magma form, so we had to change it up a little bit. Which, by the way, I can only turn into a magma form dragon. That is what the bracers
do. Oh, 1 minute.
Yeah. So it's so, I think, yeah.
Pretty much like as this is going on, you would have turned back into the yourself
to,
as
a, yeah, I was gonna say back to me,
back to you as Dumisa ascends to godhood.
Another smaller dragon.
Dumisa, would you like to catch me daily?
Oh yes, please. Yeah, Dumisa will catch you very gaily, very gaily, and set you down on the ground, and take your hand.
I'm sorry, I watched my token shrink.
And she's going to look at you and say, Starlight, from the moment we met, I knew you were going to change all of my plans and half-baked ideas of the future, but I could never have imagined how. We've known each other for little over a year, and yet there is no one I know more or who knows me better, not even the literal ghost in my head, who's fine, by the way. You knew me right away, and you never ran. You did not shame, you did not pry, you just sat with me through my darkest days and walked beside me through every difficult step toward the light. I have never been so completely known and understood and whole than when I have been with you, as friends, as partners. You have never wavered in your support and love. You have never hesitated in your belief in me when I had no such belief in myself. You never stopped seeing what I could become, and here I am, shining because of you. They say that a god is nothing without the belief of their worshippers, but your belief, your love, has made a god out of me. To think that a scrawny, abandoned child of war could ever even become worthy of love, let alone the steward of it. I mean, I owe that to you. And I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, or today, or the next day. Everything is changing, and it's happening so fast. We are at war with the gods, and we are changing in ways none of us could have expected. And we've also had too many close calls, especially you and me. And yet, here we stand, before the morning star, in the hours before the first dawn of a new era. It feels like we're just waiting for the sun to rise for you. So I don't want to take one more risk, one more step. Not a single change more without making my commitment to you know. And she gets down on one knee.
You're still carrying me like so.
No, I put you down. I put you down earlier. I put you down at the beginning. And I place my sword at your feet. And I take your hand again and kiss it. And I say, Astraea, the Shark Loris, Princess of Naxos and Nike, Phlogos and Cressa, once and future queen of Phlogos. You are a singularly incredible woman. You are the most intelligent, kind, beautiful person I have ever met. You radiate love, light, and talent. So much freaking talent. I love your music and your voice. I love your beautiful eyes and your perfect face. I love your scars and your penchant for pink. I love how much you commit to everything you do, your schemes, your brilliant plans. I love the way you care for Rosalite. You're such a good mother and an amazing friend, daughter, and sister, but especially girlfriend. I love how you shine every minute of every day. You work so hard to make the entire world a better place, and I love you for it. I love you, my starlight. You have my entire heart, and you always will. So, if the sudden godhood isn't a huge turnoff, will you do me the honor of becoming my wife? Aubrey.
Yes?
The fight took us to the courtyard in our pajamas.
Yes.
Would you allow me to just manifest the ring since it's not actually here?
Sure, yeah, because okay. That's perfect.
Yeah. So I think there is a ray of moonlight that abruptly sharpens into a tiny bolt of lightning that strikes her palm, right where the little star mark is, and it leaves behind a ring. It is rose gold. It is kind of shaped like a crown, with the band splitting around a large moonstone and small pink diamonds surrounding it along the upper half. Oh, and it is magic.
Y'all, I'm so glad we don't fucking stream the whole time. I'm reeling. In a good way. Oh my shit.
Were you surprised?
Very.
I told everyone but you.
What?
Wait, I need an answer, dang it.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Oh, shit. Okay, wait. Let me gather first. I was drinking soup, man. I was drinking soup, and then you started, and I started coughing. You're lucky my fit's gone. Okay, so like the whole time, Estrella's just been looking at you, and has gone through all five stages of excitement. Because if there's five stages of grief, there's gotta be five stages of happy, you know? Right? Especially there's surprise, there's disbelief, and then there's like three others. And then it goes to happy. But at the same time, she also just kinda like she's also like looking behind us and like looking around, and because we are still in a courtyard after like Salagra's body's still warm, okay? Like
technically it's dust.
It's dust. The ashes are still warm.
Yeah.
It's there, but it's not there, but it's warm, you know what I mean? Also we're like covered in blood. I've been stabbed a few times. I've been stabbed many times. And whatnot. And I think it takes her a minute to like fully process everything that just happened. Killed another god. My girlfriend ascended. Professed undying love to me. Summoned a thunderbolt in the palm of her hands, and then there was like the most gorgeous ring she's ever seen, like in there too, just appears like actual fucking magic. Like that was close up magic right there. And so you get like a pause. It's really only 5 seconds, but it feels like forever, like this explanation. And then she just starts nodding like a lot, but like, and she's like mouthing yes, but it's not, no sound is like coming out, you know? And so, like, eventually she's like, yes, put it on, because if you take it back, I'll be really
no, I've been working on this for weeks, okay. Puts the ring on your finger. And then kisses you.
You get swooshed up.
You were engaged.
This is wild because, like, yesterday when I was talking to, like, Zolstrom, I accidentally called him a wife. And he was like, yeah, this wife. And I was like, damn. But now, I can do take backs.
Pretty soon. Now you can say fiance.
Quietly in the background, like Atalanta is just like making sure that the ones that have surrendered are being taken away and being like, please, can you send somebody to clean up the courtyard?
Atalanta, I can do that. Your sister's getting proposed to.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I know, but we're still technically under attack.
Right. I'm gonna give a thumbs up to them, like, good job, guys! I'm gonna go deal with this shit with Atalanta!
I have to go get my mother down from the chandelier.
Oh my god, my mother's still up in the chandelier!
We should probably do something about that.
Do you want to do it, or should I do it?
We can do it.
Okay, I'm gonna... Congrats, guys. Amazing work. I'm sorry, everything's still under attack. I'll process this later. I'll cook you guys. Actually, no, I won't. Bye.
Y'all gay.
Okay.
Tamsin was within the radius of Gay.
Tamsin is fully healed from the Gay.
Tamsin helped craft the ring, so Tamsin is just smiling.
Once it's clear that their speeches are over, there's goblin yees.
Joanna definitely wiping off the god ash off herself. Just, I'm glad it finally happened. Dumisa, your timing is impeccable. Also strange, but impeccable.
Listen, I don't know. Godhood. It just seemed right.
Joanna puts a hand, like a hand on her. She's like, I'm teasing you.
Okay.
I'm very happy for both of you, but unfortunately, I don't think we have time to celebrate.
No, let's go. Let's go mess some people up.
So, you all heading back into the castle. As you do, you see that the guards that have not been drugged with the sleeping potion are able to, especially since whatever hold has been on them from Slakra is broken because of her death, they seem to be coming to themselves, surrendering as all of that happens. And who is going to check on Kyria?
Me.
I'll go as well.
After, okay, well, one, I give, we have to give, like, Rosie very big hugs too.
Yes!
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Rosie's probably still like, well, where's the dragon version of you? I have to explain to her that I can only do it for like a week. Like once a week. And afterwards we're gonna fly up. Because we jumped out the window, I believe.
Yeah.
We jumped out of the window to get to the courtyard. Heck of an elevator. So yeah, we gotta go back up.
So as you approach the room, you hear what sounds like music playing, like soft orchestral music playing. And as you sort of get up there, you see Talon. He is holding Kyria in his arms, and they are kind of doing this floating circular dance as these magical instruments are playing.
Bruh! Is this where... Okay, now this is exactly where the bad timing comes from. Look at what they're doing.
He has to kill 10 minutes for for Kyria to refocus and the curse to go away. He has literally still like 5 more minutes.
Oh my gosh.
I guess the question is, do you interrupt?
No, but I'm like peeking. Mm-hmm. So now we're just hanging from the railing of the window to peek. Well, at least that's what I'm doing. I don't know what Demise is doing.
Just holding your hand.
I guess we're just gonna wait for 5 minutes.
Yeah. As the 5 minutes sort of goes down, you watch as their dancing slowly takes them closer and closer to the ground. And then eventually settle down, and Kyria doesn't float anymore. They kiss.
Parent trap. Oh, wait. I gotta say with the accent. Parent trap. Ha! My point. And I say it loudly.
And Kyria looks over at you with a smile, being like, I'm glad you're all right. I take it that it's been dealt with?
Yeah, okay. God, Joanna, the goddess of tears, is insane. We should just throw Joanna at all of our problems. Like,
literally disappear. We don't have to clean anything up. That was so nice.
No, I think we still have to clean some of it up because of us.
If we just exhale real loud, all that dust is gonna go away.
No, I mean, like, I burnt down half the courtyard.
I
mean, it just lets me decide to remodel the courtyard.
And you were so hot as a dragon, babe.
Thank you. And I push my hair back behind my ears super subtly. And by subtly, I mean to show off the ring that way.
And Pyria and Talon share a look. Well, that is the heat of the moment. That's a proposal you're never gonna forget.
Also, ma'am, I don't know how this works, but I don't think I'm necessarily going to be drawing from your power anymore.
That's more than all right. I'm glad you found your way.
Mostly because I guess I joined the club.
Yeah, I thought I sensed that.
But anything you need, still there. Just call. It's going to be so much easier to call now because we have like two-way messaging.
Yeah, I guess. So call on my daughter-in-law.
Yeah, soon to be. Turn to Australia real fast. Also, I got everyone's permission. Your whole family's cool with it. Don't worry. I already asked. It was less permission and more of a heads up because it's really just you who matters. But I did want to make sure they were cool with it.
The fact that you got them all in one room at some point did you get them all in one room or did you like go to the
No. All one room. That was going to be way more efficient than one at a time.
All the dads?
All the dads. Except for Sword Dad, but I don't know if he can actually hear me, but you know, he was there for the, I don't know his permission counts. Again, I don't think he can hear me in a sword.
It's being there in spirit that
he's
matters.
There in spirit. They were all there. He heard. If he really disagreed, he would have had me miss more.
Oh, that's so cool. When we go fight your mom, I'll ask for blessings.
So, I take it you all eventually try and go back to sleep.
Oh, I'm not sleeping. No, last time I went to sleep, I got stabbed twice. I ain't sleep.
That's fair.
I start. When people mention sleep, I start T-posing and running away.
It's okay. I feel like we could do other things that are a little more productive with our time.
Oh!
Yeah, bitch!
I will not elaborate.
I have to babysit Rosalie again, don't I?
Yes.
It's okay.
We're going bird watching.
I'm the bird watching.
I forgot that's what you fucking call it. I think I called that out actually.
You found out the other code. We had to change it. There's a lot of nice owls in Cressa this time of year.
Yes, lots of red-breasted dip.
Oh, I was gonna say lots of hooters. Okay. Joanna needs to sleep. She's still the god. She's old.
Oh my god, she's old. Her bones are crunchy.
You know who else is old and their bones are crunchy? Tamsin. You should probably.
You should check on Tamsin.
Yeah, like you both need to rest.
Together.
Mm-hmm. Together, yeah, maybe.
The same
yeah.
room. There's only one bed.
Because Joanna's room is all fucked up, remember?
Yeah, so it's got multiple bodies.
Oh, yeah. Also, I did the whole, like, telekinetic bombardment and ripped everything off its...
Exactly. The library, now thanks to Tamsin, is covered in sand, so you both need to find a new room, right? And there's only one bed.
Only one bed.
In this whole castle.
What are you gonna do?
The young ones got engaged, and now they're, like, so much more, like, punchy.
I think if there was a legitimate, there's only one bed situation with Tamsin and Joanna, Jeremy gets the bed.
You're gonna make the elder gay sleep on the floor?
Yeah, for the sake of Jeremy.
Is Mero going to check on Amidas?
Yeah, I was gonna ask when everyone was done doing their gay shit. I wanna make sure she's not dead again. I'm really worried.
Yeah, so,
I will come with you.
I just got a message. I was so scared Aubrey DM'd me saying, oh, guess what? She did.
No, you can find Amidas. Amidas has sort of moved into where this, the castle is a very large dining room. In there, there are people who are, doing triage, and it's kind of just sort of set up little areas for just people to be there, drink coffee, not be alone, because everything's a little chaotic, because who wants to go back to sleep right now? So she's in there, you actually noticed that she's been helping out with the triage of the people who are injured.
Oh, hold on, I count as an injured person? One sec, how's my health looking?
I think you do. You do.
I do count as an injured person.
You're 100 health down.
That's okay.
Green will join in on the triage as well and take care of Mero while at it.
Okay.
Mero just covered in blood, most of it not their own, but some of it, like, their own, definitely coming in with Tamsin, who probably is also kind of just like, are you okay, Mom?
Yeah, and when Amidas sees you, she definitely seems to relax. She's like, oh, thank God, you're all right.
Yeah, speaking of God, this was God problems, and good news is the God problems are dead.
Yeah, Atalanta came through here and let me know. It's wild.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of that recently. I think
this is the second one I've been around for.
Oh, yeah, I think we've done, like, 4 or 5 now. I'm losing count.
This is your 4th.
How do you know that?
You told me.
Oh, right. Keep count better than me. But, yeah, 4 down, 3 more to go.
Yeah. That's it. I'm gonna, patch up those wounds.
Groan like that's my jaw, feral hissing. But yeah, I'll let Amidas patch up my wounds. I got it. Mero is canonically terrible at math. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Mero can't count. Pensive emoji.
And as Amidas is doing that, and starting to patch up your wounds, she's gonna look over at Tamsin and just being, "Are you all right?"
Is down less than 100 hit points, so I think. They're going to nod and say, I was worried about you, but everything was happening so fast.
Yeah, it was. I was woken up by the sounds of fighting. Then somebody tried to break into my room. I'm glad I still haven't lost my talent with a sword.
Fuck him up, Mom!
Yeah, Tamsin sort of laughs and says, yeah, that's, I had assumed.
Yeah, good to know after all of these years, I still know which one's the pointy end. But after I'm done patching Meryl up, I can, if you're injured, I can, you know, and I can help.
Oh, there are a lot of people more injured than me, I think. It's nothing a little rest won't take care of.
There is, like, I don't know, maybe she doesn't really, like, try to hide it, but, you know, there's the slight look of disappointment.
That's gay.
Yeah, you guys would be gay or what? Not in character. Did I say that in character? Don't be a coward. You gotta be gay, man.
I'll come find me once you're finished up here for the evening.
Yeah. No. Certainly not getting any sleep anytime soon.
Oh yeah, you want to hear I jumped out a 50-foot tall window?
Is that why you're injured?
Actually, no. These are knife wounds, not window wounds. I'm good at landing on my feet, I've learned. They look so proud of this fact that they can land on their feet after falling very far. Yeah, that's all. I'm not gonna stick around too long because I know that my mom's wanna do gay stuff, but once I get patched up, I'm gonna give my mom a hug, you know, make sure that she stays safe. Does she need a new weapon, like a cooler sword? Do I even own a sword?
I don't know. Do you own a sword?
Ooh, I don't. But, I got an interesting idea. So, I'm probably at a character statement really quickly. I'm probably going to steal the knife from Silacra, right? Like, no one else is going to need that knife.
Nope, I'm pretty sure.
I think you're good.
Okay, because I'm thinking, what if I just gave up just my old knife? Because they're both good, but I don't need two knives. That's a lot of knives.
I mean, it is a very good knife.
It is a very good knife. I think she'd be able to use it well. But also, I don't want to have two knives. I'm not gonna lie. That's too many knives. That's too many knives.
I mean, just as a reference, it's a +3 greater striking dagger with keen, bloodthirsty, and speed, so when using it to attack, you count as quickened.
Yeah, like that one I want to keep. Okay. I have my old dagger that I have that's like +2. The dragon's one. Mm-hmm. Which looks really cool, but like, I want to keep the cooler dagger. I don't want two daggers.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm going to give her the dragon's fang dagger and be like, this is a really good dagger if you want to use it.
I will cherish it in all of the battles. She has like a rapier on her hip, but you know, it just seems pretty basic.
Yeah, this is a fancy dagger. It has a whole bunch of fun tools that you can use to stab people with it. And it's made out of the tooth of a real dragon. Actually, the dragon's head of the tooth of the dragon that was possessing my friend's dad for like 20 years and is now in a sword. That guy's tooth.
Oh. Yeah, sort of like holds it, just being like, dagger's not gonna come to life, right?
Oh, definitely not.
Cool.
It is super 100% not cursed. I'm pretty sure. If it was, Astray would have told me, I think.
We can hope.
Yeah, I have confidence in her. Speaking of, did you hear the news?
I heard something about, a new god.
No, and I'm gonna lower my voice so only my mom hears this. It's just like, they're engaged. The bard and the barbarian, Dumisa and Astraea, they got engaged, but don't tell anyone.
Good for them.
I gotta be more than just the bard to her.
The bard that returned her to life.
You are walking. Because I allow it. No, I'm joking, but like,
Let me spend 10 minutes describing Estrella and then just go the barbarian and then be like, those two engaged. Yeah, let's go on a tangent real quick. Yeah, the hot pink bard, you know, the really cool one, returns you to life, really good at singing.
She hung around all of you on an airship for an entire month.
Okay, counterpoint.
Tea with her.
Yeah.
Counterpoint, I didn't learn any of my classmates' names until at least 6 months into school, so I don't know, man.
Well, Estrella returned to life.
I think your mom has better memory than you do.
I think if someone brought me back to life, I'd still forget their name for like a solid 3 months.
She has a 22 intelligence. I think she's good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
She's a mastermind rogue.
Damn, she can remember names better than me. My bad. My apology. I forget people are smarter than me sometimes. Rookie mistake. Won't happen again. Yeah, I just want to chat a little bit and let her go to go talk to her fiance question mark wife question. Oh. It's weird.
I'm leaving after established that she's okay. So y'all should have like parent child time.
Yeah, we could have ambiguous parent child time because I don't know what to talk about right now if she wants to hear shenanigans.
Yeah, she eventually will leave. She'll finish patching you up after a while, move on, help other people, and we'll get to that scene later. Does anyone else have anything they want to do that night?
Yeah, having established that Amidas is all right, I would like to go talk to Joanna.
Okay.
Joanna, where are you at?
Cleaning the room I made a mess of.
Like your bedroom or one of the other rooms you made a mess of?
Specifically my bedroom, because again, I kind of ripped everything off the walls and put it down, and this wasn't her bedroom, so she felt bad about it, so she's cleaning.
Yeah, I think Tamsin comes by and sort of hangs out in the doorway, sort of at the... Well, no, the sand definitely got in once the door was opened, so... hangs out in the doorway and says, "That was some impressive magic that you used out there."
Well, I have spent a lot of time studying from someone as powerful as you. So, just kind of pulled that out of nowhere, I guess. Joanna's gonna kind of like look around, make sure like no one else is like, I'm gonna be honest, I was very scared, but it worked out. So that's good.
You're a god now, Joanna. I don't know that it's learning from me that drew that power. I think that it's just you.
I don't think that's true. Even if someone was randomly given the power of God, they're not going to know how to do shit. I didn't know how to do shit. I started learning magic when I got here, and that's something I definitely stayed away from for the rest of my years before I got here, I guess. I don't know why I'm being so cyclical around that. It's been a day, Thompson. But how are you holding up? I kind of saw you make sure everything is good, but are you okay?
Oh, no, I'm fine. And Tamsin, I think, sort of lifts a hand and starts prestidigitating some of whatever, the sand away, or bringing, you know, cracked stone or whatever out of the room, whatever they can do to sort of tidy up a little. And after a moment of that, we'll say,
really happy for the kids, you know?
Yeah. Gosh, so am I. You could tell from the way that they look each other, and you know, hopefully Estrella will get some better sleep. I say that and I'm laughing because I know it's not true, but I'm very happy for them, yes.
How do you feel about this godhood? You and Grun and Dumisa.
Joanna is going to kind of lift up the bed from the ground and because it got turned over, she's going to turn it right side up like nothing, because she just has that kind of strength now. And so it's just like whatever. And going to sit down and just. I don't know, Tamsin. I'm just hoping that the power that we have is in better use than where it was. I mean, Grun, Dumisa. Yeah, I understand that they could do some real good here, but I don't know. This was everything here is thrust upon me. I accepted it because there's things and people here that I love and need to protect. But do I need to be a god to do that? I don't know.
I know that you talked to the being who granted you this power. Have you felt any sort of compulsion, any influence of them on your power?
No, I haven't felt any outside influence or anything like that, at least as far as I can tell. Once I have this power, since you just did the magic to move everything away, I don't think I need to do that all the time. It's still not first nature or second nature.
No, I wasn't.
Y'all could hear us, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
No, it's just really good scene.
Great.
I'm just repeating for Alyssa's sake because they didn't hear me. You just cleaned up all this stuff with magic with the wave of your hand, and I'm not there yet. I'm not considering this power, this magic, second nature. It only comes out either when I'm concentrating or I guess when I need it, but none of this compulsion or anything like that.
That's good, Joanna. I think that's a good thing. I'm glad you're not experiencing any negative effects from it, and for what it's worth, well, I'm sorry that you feel more tied to this place now, maybe, given this responsibility alongside the power. I believe that you can do, that you will do great things with it, and selfishly, I'm just glad, you know, that it's gone to someone a little older, a little more experienced in bearing the weight of everything. I believe that Groon and Dumisa and that captain of theirs can do great things as well, but I mean, we've seen what the pressure of royalty of this quest is doing to Estrella, adding godhood on top of that for all of them. It concerns me, so I'm happy that there's someone like you around for it.
There's just like a slight pause as Joanna's like considering about again all like the kids and all this, and just, I mean, yeah, I definitely want to make sure that they at least have some guidance. I mean, that they have the true gods, of course, and Estrella has quite the happy family to help guide her as well. I've tried my best to be there for Dumisa after learning all the things that have been happening. I guess the maternal instinct is kicking in. Same for Groon. And I'm glad that Meryl has her mom back. And of course, you know, you're there for them as well. I think we're all just trying our best. And I mean, I'm tied here as much as I can be. I mean, really, I'm not even sure if anything is there for me back home. From my journal and my memory, my family left me. I was separated. I have no idea the whereabouts of my son, if I have a son. So, putting you all into something that you can change is what I'm trying to do now. And I'm so appreciative to have your support, Damson. It truly means the world.
When Joanna last mentioned her memories coming back, did she mention her son, or did she keep that to herself?
She mentioned that she had a son, but doesn't remember anything past like their adolescence. Like after them being a teenager, they have no memory of them. That's the only thing still missing.
I have concluded my research. I think that Tamsin crosses the room, whatever, to Joanna and sort of puts a hand on her elbow for a moment and says,
If those are memories that you want to uncover, Joanna, I know that I've offered before, but I can't do it yet, but soon I can reconstruct. I could help you reconstruct your memories of them from that journal of yours.
And Joanna just kind of goes between looking at you, looking down at the floor, and still looking at the floor, just I'm scared of what those memories are hiding, but I would like closure. Maybe when we're not in the middle of a siege. But I think I'd like that.
Yeah, and Tamsin just nods and I think tightens her hold on Joanna for a second before letting go and says, "All right, and if you ever just want to talk about it, I never had children, but I'm happy to listen."
Joanna gets up and again puts a hand on her shoulder, just I know you are, Thompson, and I do truly always appreciate it. It's been quite a long day. You should get some rest. If you haven't checked on Amidus, you may want to do that. I think I should rest too. After I clean and pats the bed, all this sand is everywhere. Truly, it's everywhere. Where did you get all this sand?
From the sand store.
Timson sort of shrugs and says, "I thought it would just be dust from the area, but I think I might have overdone it a little bit."
"I think just a little bit. Maybe your subconscious is saying you want to go to the beach, who could say?"
Timson sort of laughs and scritches Jeremy under one of the little snake heads and says, "Jeremy's not the biggest fan of the waves."
They have como se dice, the arm things to make you float, the arm floaties. Just get some for Jeremy. It'll be great.
"Oh, no, he can swim. That isn't... I think it's more of a feeling. Salt drying in... yeah.
Did not consider that. Did not. Okay. Well, I did not mean to slight you, Jeremy." Joanna says pointedly to Jeremy. But yes, maybe someday.
Yeah, and Tamsin will smile and nod and leave.
Then I'll eventually go in the blooper reel. Well, is there anything anyone else wants to do the night of the siege?
I mentioned already, but Grun's on triage duty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I believe Mara wanted to talk to Grun.
I would, actually.
Talk to Grun.
Yes, I would love to talk to Grun. I assume probably like when Grun gets back to their room and like, you know, we're roommates, you know, we are the roommates. We both have to rest. And at some point, Mara's just going to look over at Grun and be like, hey, Grun.
Uh-huh.
You sound exhausted. Are you okay?
It was a very long night. Grun got back late. So I imagine this is happening at like, I don't know, 8 a.m.
Mara up all night waiting specifically for Grun. No, Mara had to go get Grun so she would go to bed at a reasonable time. Just like, there's enough medics here, you're coming to bed. You have a curfew, Grun. He may be God, but you have a curfew and it's midnight.
This attack happened at like 3 a.m.
Okay. Your bedtime is... Is there enough medics? Can Grun go have a bedtime of like 4 a.m.?
There is.
Okay, Grun's gonna have a bedtime of 4 a.m. That's a threat. Grun has to get at least a decent amount of rest. We can't have everyone in this group be dead inside, I'm sorry. But, Grun, I had a question for you, actually.
Yes?
What is it like to be a god?
It kind of tingly.
Kind of tingly. Anything else?
And I can turn into a dragon now, but I sometimes hear people and it's weird because they're not there.
I heard... Aubrey, can I just make shit up really quickly out of character?
Sure.
Okay. So I heard this from my parental unit, unfortunately, but you can actually send those to voicemail in your head. If you manage to control that, you can ignore what people send you in your head.
Voicemail?
It's like not paying attention, but sort of paying attention, like... It's like if you send a sending message and you don't want to listen to it right now, so you save it to listen to it later or just don't listen to it at all, like filtering through all the messages.
I didn't know you could do that with sending. That's
sending, cool, no. Though. But like the things going on in your brain right now. The things that aren't thoughts, the people talking in your brain.
Well, there's not too many of them just yet. I sometimes hear Heavy. I think he's just pretending to humor me. That's the word, right?
Pretending to... I think that's used correctly. I never went to school, so I don't know. But... Honestly, I don't think he'd be doing that if he was pretending, per se, because, I mean, if he was just pretending, he wouldn't have to do it because he wouldn't think you'd actually hear it. I think he believes it deep down in his heart.
I do too, I think. I don't know. It's new to me. But yeah, it's like tingly, like when you first get mad, you don't know any magic, do you?
I know one cantrip. This is super proud with like the most joyous face. Like, I know one cantrip. You want to see it?
Yes.
I'm gonna cast Guidance, the cantrip. Wait, I know two cantrips, actually. I don't know one, I know two cantrips. Oh my god, I forgot. Can also show off Poison Puff, but like, not in Groon's direction. Just gonna thumbs up like, I know two cantrips.
Yeah, so you know how it felt when you first like learned those? Like, I mean, it was really hard at first, but then it's just kind of, it's there and it tingles.
Tingly. I guess it was a little tingly.
Like brain tingly, not like, you know, foot falling asleep tingly.
Like your brain is, yeah, I think it was a
tingly
little bit like
in
that.
Your soul.
I see where you're going with it, like a tingly in your heart. So you just felt really, really tingly.
Yeah.
Huh. Say, why did you want to become a god?
Because, like, you know, I was helped so much, like, by Heavy, and he helped me be a good goblin, and he taught me lots of things, and he turned me into a better person. And I thought that was Vasield doing that, and it wasn't, because they were a bad person, but that person needs to be there that is able to help people and heal them and help them light things on fire.
Huh. Yeah, that's always a good way to look at it. So just to help. I think that's a really good reason. So, like, you could turn into a dragon now, though, huh?
Yeah, did you see?
No, I forget if I saw. I just wasn't looking, it's fine.
But, well, we were doing it on the trip, you know. I know I was with the other dragons a lot. The other dragons, I can't believe I said that.
I know, it's so cool.
I could breathe fire. Like, I was trying to figure it out, but then I became a god, and suddenly I could.
Oh, that is so cool. I can't breathe fire, but I can still fly very fast. Okay, here's something. I made not a bet per se, but a statement that I was horribly laughed at for, but I want to beat a dragon in a race. Will you help me?
As the dragon, or help you be faster?
Help me be faster. We have many dragons, but I need more speed.
Yeah, I can use haste. I think I have... Oh, goodness. It's hard to keep them all straight in my brains anymore. There's so many spells I know.
Okay. We can work on it.
But, you know, it's just like, in the moment, I aim for the right tingle. You know what I mean?
I don't think I know what you mean on the right tingle part. But I respect you for how you cast magic.
I think I feel it. That's the tingle.
Isn't that like indigestion? Do you have heartburn?
And just because I'm going with it, Groon will cast Fleet Step on you once she finds the right tingle.
Oh, what's Fleet Step do?
You gain a plus 30-foot status bonus to your speed. Oh, wait, it's you. Never mind. I can't
use status bonuses because my monk bonus is a status bonus. They don't stack. That's just tricky.
And Grun tries to cast it on you, and they realize it only works on herself and is just exceptionally bouncy because she now has like a 50-foot speed.
She has newbies. I think I'm still fast. I think I have 55 as my speed. Do I? I don't know. I'd have to check. It's 30 plus whatever the hell my speed. I think it's like 55 or 60 or something like that. I don't know, man. I haven't walked in a little bit.
So that was cool, but I don't think that'll help. But I do know haste.
That'll be useful. We can workshop this. For now, you should get some rest.
I don't know. I think I'm going to be up a minute with the zoomies.
You gave yourself zoomies!
Oh, no!
You want to run around the castle really, really fast?
Yes.
Okay, we start running out of the castle, like running around really, really fast around the castle with those zoomies. We have the 4 a.m. zoomies. We can't stop.
Are you my cats? I'm going to yes. Back for breakfast while you're at it.
No, wait, fuck, that's so funny. We have zoomies.
You're knocking on the door, like, I'm hungry. We look like this.
Y'all gotta stop. This episode was way too gay because now I'm thinking of jokes. I was like, Denise is eating something else right now, but.
Yeah, no, I was like, how's this gonna get turned naughty very quickly there? I have to cover Grun's ears and eyes.
All I wanna think about though is that, like, Marrow and Grun are running around the place, and everybody who's cleaned up all the sand gets washed back because they're running around past it.
Of course.
That's so painful for them emotionally. Yeah, just zoomies, then, like, you know when you run around, your cats run around and then immediately fall asleep and take a nap? I feel like it's like that.
So, you all eventually go to sleep one way or another. Rather by just eventually passing out from exhaustion, because it was eventually you will have that adrenaline crash.
Before I go to sleep, so Timson did collect one of the relics from the ashes of the god body. And the fight took a little more out of her than she's really admitting. So for her little, like, to satisfy that hunger for knowledge that is so driving of a lich, she will use this relic to summon the book of the Tyrant of the Dark from Joanna's bag and just do a little light reading.
Tams is going to single-handedly cause the fucking apocalypse.
Excuse me? Fucking excuse me? Did you ask for this?
There's a whole nother season of Bach now.
No, that's just where my Noxlight character's backstory comes from.
Well, yeah, you get using the codex, you're able to pull the book. And yeah, it will eventually, and there's a lot in the book where it talks about the Tyrant of the Dark Star as Hollow, and how has moved across universes, devouring planets one by one. And then there's so many warnings in this book where this person is like telling the person reading that by knowing about this and by reading this book, eventually Ezhala will be drawn to that world.
Eventually, and Tamsin's just one person, it probably.
Just don't tell anybody about it.
Exactly.
Yes. the talk of the dark star, the moon that appears in the sky and blots out the sun. Nothing sinister about that. But, Demisa, you eventually just fall asleep because you're exhausted. For yes. Many reasons.
86 hit points.
Yeah. And as you do, you have that moment when you're asleep, when you feel like you're falling. And you kind of startle and sit up and find yourself in this massive cavern. And you hear the booming voice say, "Another one. My, my, my. How fast the old gods are falling. We have not met yet. I am the one that they call Thanaton. A part of my soul resides in you now. I'd like to get to know you. Tell me, Tempest, what do you stand for?"
Your soul.
Yes.
It's getting kind of crowded in here now.
Yes, but it's only a small piece. My soul was completely broken up and split among all of the gods.
By your choice?
It needed to be done. All of that power in one person is a disaster waiting to happen.
And are you?
Not anymore.
Can you show yourself?
And this figure walks towards you. They appear to be made of all the materials around them, the rock, the shadow, the strange light. It is in a person shape. There isn't a face. I'm sorry, this is about all that's left.
This is what splitting yourself did to you?
Yes.
How did you come by the power?
In the beginning, we existed. We were. There were no gods, but everyone had the power to shape the world. And we built Cyrene. We built this planet, this world, everything in it. Move mountains with a thought. But then, too many ideas, too many people trying to be on top. It was bloody. I am the last. The last of my kind. So to make sure no one makes the same mistake again, I split my soul among my children. And eventually they passed on to my power from generation to generation. I've been here for millennia.
That sounds very lonely.
I'm rarely aware of it. I feel all the people, all of them, every single one, they're connected to me, vaguely, distantly. But I feel them. All I want is the world to find balance again. Gods who care. Gods who are willing to fight for what they believe in, what they believe is right. So if Cyrene can't find balance, greater threats than just false gods will eventually destroy it. Now I ask one more time, Dumisa, what do you stand for?
And she takes a long moment to think about everything she's just been told and everything she's said before and been before. I have stood for many things over time. I have stood for home, and I have stood for war and destruction, and I have stood for redemption, new paths, new selves. Maybe now I stand for love. All I really know is what I would like to stand for. Which is a better world, where there are no more children to walk the path that I have, but a better one, and a kinder one. Maybe I'm not worthy of this, but I would fight for that anyway. With or without power, with my bare hands if I had to.
You feel a hand on your shoulder. It's this sort of form reaches out, places a hand on your shoulder, then says, "That is a world I would love to see. I have faith in you." you and your friends. I have taken enough of your time. Wake up and start the first day of the rest of your life.
May I ask you a question?
One question.
How long is this to be me?
Depends. Usually 1,000 years. But if you find someone that you think is worthy, you can give the power up. Pass it on to them.
As long as I don't have to go somewhere she can't follow.
Well, I have a feeling that she's not far behind you.
And I think Dumisa will smile at that.
And as you smile, you turn your head slightly and you find yourself waking up in bed next to Estrella and Rosalite. Just happy. It's late morning at this point, and that is where we will end this episode.
Gay. I was so gay.
Maximum gay. I have reached the peak. That's no, a lie. I will gayer. Find a way to surpass myself. Fear not.
Do it.
I'll find a way.
Tick, take us out.
Thank you everyone for listening to another wonderful episode of Goblets and Gays. If you like what we do here, feel free to follow us on Twitter @GoblinsandGays. We post all sorts of amazing content. Also, support us on Patreon so we can keep funding my bubble tea addiction. I'm kidding, I don't get bubble tea money from the Patreon. It goes to useful stuff.
If we get enough money on Patreon, we will set up a Tick bubble tea fund.
Oh my god, really? Nice, thank you. Please donate money so I can get bubble tea more often. Anyway, the Sunday bubble tea, more like it. Oh my god, I can get bubble tea, but like, with bubbles in it. No. But yeah, give us a shout, give us a scream, and stay safe, eat your vegetables, and remember,
every second you're not running, I'm only getting closer.
Hey everybody, Aubrey here with a fun little announcement. Goblets and Gays is now an affiliate over at Adventure Dice, and we know how much we all love those math rocks. So if you need some new math rocks in your life, go over to adventuredice.ca and in the checkout code, enter our promo code Goblets for 10% off. But also, they have dice. They have other TTRPG accessories and tabletop goodies, dice trays, condition rings, and things like that, little spellcasting stuff. Great stuff there. Go check them out and support our show. Thank you.
Be gay.
Roll dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.